From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the son of Afghan immigrants opened fire on a packed homosexual nightclub in Orlando, Florida, early Sunday, killing 50 people, wounding more than 50 others in what is called the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Police identified the slain shooter as 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a Florida resident and U.S. citizen. The gunman later took hostages. The drama ended when riot police shot the suspect dead. Law enforcement is trying to determine whether the attack was inspired by Islamic State. Our Nicholas Pellerino is a terror expert at Washington's Georgetown University.
It certainly appears at this point that this was at least ISIS, Islamic State inspired, or a jihadist movement inspired attack.
Yet there is no firm evidence yet he worked directly with the militant group. Mateen reportedly made phone calls in which he stated his allegiance to the IS group's leader. He had been interviewed three separate times by federal agents after allegedly bragging to co-workers about ties to al-Qaeda. President Obama declared it an act of terror.
This is a sobering reminder that attacks on any American, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation, is an attack on all of us.
Mr. Obama said federal agents are spearheading the investigation. Meanwhile, Los Angeles police say they arrested a man with a car full of weapons and explosives with the intention of attacking that city's gay pride parade. A group of Nigerian militants blamed in recent years for a string of attacks on Nigeria's oil industry in the Niger Delta has urged a new militant group to engage the government in dialogue. Members of the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, MEND, appealed to the Niger Delta Avengers to give peace a chance. Recent attacks have severely cut Nigeria's oil output. This is VOA News. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, late Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank, one of the country's largest. Layala Ramadan was, like most Lebanese, home observing iftar, the meal that breaks the day-long fast during the holy month of Ramadan. There were reports of at least one person wounded, but no claim of responsibility. Beirut and its suburbs have been hit with a string of bombings that authorities have frequently linked to the Syrian civil war. Blom Bank is also taking part in a U.S. program aimed at sanctioning the militant group Hezbollah. Iraq's army says it secured a safe corridor for civilians out of the embattled western city Fallujah. A humanitarian agency says thousands were able to flee in the past day. The Norwegian Refugee Council warned that available resources, including safe drinking water, would not meet refugee needs much longer. The UN last week voiced concern for the fate of as many as 90,000 civilians believed trapped inside the city. The Iraqi army is also launching a new advance in the direction of the northern city of Mosul with the help of U.S.-led airstrikes. European football's governing body UEFA threatened Sunday to expel both Russia and England from Euro 2016 in France if their fans continue violent behavior. Dozens were injured in 3 days of violence known as hooliganism, with the worst incident in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian soccer fans brawled inside and outside the stadium.
Les événements qui se sont produits à Marseille hier soir sont
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve denounced the violence as unacceptable, referred to the instigators as drunken hordes. In Nice, violence between Northern Irish football fans and local residents injured several, while a minor skirmish broke out Sunday between opposing fans in a match between Germany and Ukraine in Lille. Italy's Coast Guard Sunday said it picked up more than 4,000 migrants over the past 4 days trying to make it to Europe from North Africa as the flow of refugees and migrants continues at a rapid pace, now exceeding 48,000 brought to Italian soil so far this year. Thousands braved heavy rains to take part in a giant street party Sunday in front of Buckingham Palace in London to celebrate the official 90th birthday of Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest reigning monarch.
To everyone here today and to those holding street parties elsewhere, I would like to say thank you for the wonderful support and encouragement that you continue to give to me.
The Queen and her husband of 68 years, Prince Philip, waved at the celebrants in a chauffeur-driven vehicle. The Queen turned 90 back in April, but in keeping with tradition, her birthday was also observed during the summer months. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.